are tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to After Buzz TV, where we are talking about Vampire Diaries Season 6, Episode 13, The Day I Tried to Live. I'm your host, Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer alongside Tiana Hobson.
It's the day I decided to live, not tried to live.
Oh, decide, the day I tried to live.
Tried.
Yeah.
Tried.
Oh,
decide.
Wait, did you correct me? Did you just try to correct me, but I was right? I'm just curious.
I did.
Did anybody see that?
Oh, my God.
And maybe I'll just introduce you then. Tiana Hobson, or is it Tiana Hobbs wrong? That was less clever.
Oh, that wasn't good at all. But guys, you can find me on Twitter at the Tiana Hobson. I'm also on the live chat on YouTube right now.
So if people don't know what you're talking about, you guys, we go on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific time on After Buzz TV, always, but you can also find us on youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. That's where you can chat with us live. Tiana, our chat mistress, will be reading all your conversations and comments there, so make sure you're doing that. And of course, we have the beautiful Katie Campbell.
Hello, hello. You can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
And you can find us at AfterBuzz TV or on iTunes or on SoundCloud if you want to watch us, YouTube, and of course, as I said, AfterBuzzTV.com. Please make sure you are rate, comment, subscribing. We read everything you guys have to say. You're the most incredible fans, and we really, really appreciate when you guys go there and help us out. All right, let's get into the episode tonight, guys. What were we thinking? I can't deal with them when they're passing notes during.
No, I'm writing a note to myself to make sure I bring this up because
somebody in the chat's doing something spicy.
What's our first topic?
Well, we're talking about Bonnie because she was the biggest topic of the night tonight.
I know,
which is really good because we haven't seen Bon Bon in a couple weeks now.
Yeah,
we were missing her. I mean, I was missing her. I think you guys were too.
I was. I just want them to stop toying with my heart and Bonnie because I think a lot of people are kind of over the fact that Bonnie is just their little puppet that they string along and they give us hope and then they take it away and then they give us hope and they take it away.
Yeah, just live or die. Like, it would be really depressing. If she died, I'd be sad. I'd probably cry.
Wow, that sounded like at this point you just want them to make a decision either way.
I do. I want to get her back or not. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, they toy with her for sure.
Yeah, and tonight I always said, you know what, I don't think I would care at this point anymore if Bonnie were to actually leave us, but tonight proved that I was wrong about that. Because when she was having her moment, I had chills. There was like water formulating in my eyes.
Oh, it's confusing.
I didn't know what was happening there, and it started coming down.
All right, can we just talk about overall? Like you're just saying, I know it's a reference to Kai, but I kind of felt that way tonight too. Like I was feeling all these different emotions that I feel like the show hasn't made me feel in a while. It was a roller coaster. I'm like, what's going on? What are these bumps on my arms? What is this water on my face? What are my dimples? They're hurting. Like, there were so many different things going on because we were up and we were down and we didn't know where we were going. I love that. It was really unpredictable. Did you guys think that? I mean, was I just alone to think this was one of the best episodes of the season?
No, I loved it too. And I like when we go up and down on a roller coaster. I think they're great episodes when we are happy and we're sad and we're freaking out.
And we're confused about our emotions.
And I'm yelling at the TV like that black woman in the theater that everyone hates.
What?
I don't know.
Does that happen?
Yeah.
Well, I love when you yell at the TV. It's just so animated. All right. Well, there's a lot of reasons to yell, especially with this Bonnie Kai thing. I mean, I'm confused what's going on. Kai seems to be kind of a good dude. I feel like we predicted this a little bit last week. He's got Luke inside him now. Mm-hmm. So he's feeling remorse. He's feeling guilt. He's got those watery things coming out of his eyes. What do you guys think about this? Were you excited? I know half of us wanted to see just bad Kai the whole time, and half of us wanted good Kai to come out at some point.
I like conflicted Kai. Mm-hmm. I didn't want him to have a full turnaround, like, oh my gosh, now I'm a good person type of thing, mm-hmm. but I like the internal battle that he's having within himself.
Yeah, it's a little Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, it's very Jekyll and Hyde. And, you know, when he had Liv down in the corner, he's, like, hitting himself, screaming, like, kill her, kill her. I was like, okay. There's the sociopath that I love so much.
That was crazy
to
watch.
Crazy.
Yeah. It was crazy. I thought he did really well with that.
Yeah, it was such good acting. Yeah.
I agree. I completely agree. It was scary, though, because it's like watching a sociopath gone good. Because usually if he would do something like that, I would just be like, oh, there goes Kai again. But when we're seeing that juxtaposed with him trying to help out the Bonnie situation, I'm like, no, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Even though you just killed somebody. And by somebody, I mean a lot of people. And Bonnie's only there because of you. So I'm feeling torn inside. Do we think that they will be able to, and by they, I mean everybody else that he's affected, will be able to forgive him if he is really a changed person?
If that is the case, it would take a long time, I think.
What would it take other than time? How would he be able to prove that?
I don't know. I think he's not just going to be able to prove himself because he's still going to have that psychopath that's going to, even if he did take a step forward with people, he would just go like 10 steps back.
And it's one of those things where actions speak louder than words. So he's going to have to prove it through his actions to people. And I liked what Elena said. You know, we don't have to like him, but we can use him to get what we need. He is a very powerful witch at this point, and they can use him to try and help Bonnie. So, I mean, they've allied with worse people than Kai before.
That's true. And the reason I think that they should believe him is because we talked to Liv's dad last week, and we found out that this is true. When you merge with somebody, you do adapt or adopt some of their qualities. So if we hadn't heard that, I would be thinking, what's Kai's end game here? Is he tricking us? Is he really good? Mm-hmm. But we already know from somebody who merged with their brother that this does change you.
Yeah.
So I'm more inclined to believe that what's actually going on is he's changing for the better.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. it seems like a lot of people in our chat role right now are agreeing that, you know, conflicted Kai is actually very interesting. And Mr. Goku Jr. 2012 said, it's kind of sad that a non-vampire is the most interesting part of a show called Vampire Diaries.
Ooh.
I thought that was
pretty... Do you guys agree with that? Do you think he's the most interesting part of the show right now?
I think his character arc is turning into one of the most interesting parts of the show, and I think it has been all season, because we haven't seen someone who wasn't a vampire be so evil. We haven't seen an evil witch really like Kai.
That's why I think it's interesting, because it's so different from what we're used to.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's really, really interesting part of the story right now. Like, I can't believe that they're actually going here. And I had no idea how they were going to give him redeeming qualities, because, let's face it, he couldn't just stay bad forever. They would have killed him off the show at some point. Now I feel like season 7, he could stick around. Season 8, he could stick around, because he has levels. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that he could turn into a permanent character?
Yes.
Especially
with, you know, us losing Jeremy, there is, you know, spot.
We're not there yet, Tiana.
I'm sorry, but there's a spot on the roster for someone else to come in.
That's true. But we do have Liv and Enzo. I feel like they're trying to edge in a little bit, too.
Yeah, but their characters aren't as interesting. Enzo's character... two seasons ago was good and it was interesting, and now it's kind of like, what the hell, Enzo?
He's on some like revenge path.
Yeah.
That's really straight.
It's like, what are you doing? I don't even care about Enzo's plot line anymore.
No, well, we care, and we'll talk about him more a little later on, but I do want to stick on Kai for a second. So he does decide, for one reason or another, he feels guilty, and he is going to help this team get Bonnie back by sending them to, what is it,
1944? I don't think, check yourself before you wreck yourself, was out in 1944.
Right, I have a couple things to say. First of all, I watch a lot of television. My years get confused. Second of all, that would be really cool to watch them in 1940.
What show do you watch the
originals? We just had a flashback to 1944.
Pretty positive. 1915.
Okay, well, you know what? All these CW shows are sending me all over the place. So 1994, we're back there, and it's so frustrating because these characters are there, but they can't say anything, and they can't do anything. They could just see Bon Bon.
just like Ghost, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, but where was the, like, sexual, you try pottery. To make this pottery and let me hold your hand? I've always wanted somebody to take me on a date like that.
He tried to touch her hand when she was, you know, trying to kill herself.
But where was the pottery?
She was busy drinking. Which, hats off to you, Bon Bon. You did damage to that bottle by yourself.
Here's the deal. We know that vampires, it takes them way more to get drunk. Witches, I don't think it takes them that much more. Girl must have been sloshed.
She was looking like she could not even take one more sip.
Right, exactly.
But she was, like, emotional drunk, and those are kind of the worst drunks to be around because they're Debbie Downers.
Totally. Bonnie, quit being a Debbie Downer. It's not that bad.
She was kind of being like, oh, wait, I've been here alone. No, I'm just joking. I love Bon Bon.
I know. Well, what I will say, talk about phenomenal acting. This girl knocked it out of the park tonight. I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
She crushed it. This is what made me realize. I don't know about if it was the same thing for you, Tiana, but this is when I realized, oh, wow, I would really be upset if she left the show. Because I've always been like, all right, tease us again. If she's gone, who cares? But like, and I'm kind of used to it at this point. I was like, don't do it.
But, I mean, it would be really sad, and I would probably cry really hard if she did actually die. But
We know.
You cry every week. It's okay.
Oh, my God. I can't even handle about next week. I'm going to be crying the whole time. I need a box of tissues. But with Bonnie...
We'll bring you cake.
Okay, thank you. With Bonnie, though, I think that there needs to be a definitive decision of where she stands.
Well, what do you mean? You mean, like, the show needs to make a decision?
Yeah. But, like, is she going to live or die?
Right. I don't know. It was really, really tricky, and I was feeling awful for her.
Yeah.
She's getting wasted. She's following through with this death pack, which was really... I thought it was... cool is the wrong word, but the fact that her and Damon were in on this together, Damon fans must be going crazy.
Yeah.
Damon fans must be loving this.
It's a sign to their friendship.
Yeah.
You know, that it actually did develop there, and that, you know, two people who hated each other so much have found this common ground where even Damon is, in our world, you know, wishing her a happy birthday, you know, kind of to himself, and then on this plan to really try and help her and bring her back, and then...
And her watching that video.
Oh, my gosh. And you could see the friendship in that video where she was the reporter saying that he's joining her live today. I was like, oh, you could see that connection there.
And don't get me wrong, because people know I'm a big Delana, but I ship Damon just as friends. I ship the heck out of Damon. I think that they're awesome. And it was really cool to watch their reactions to each other. The fact that she didn't know that Damon was watching her and she's still, like, teasing him out loud, I thought that was a great scene to watch. And I feel like it was enough for Damon fans, even the ones that do ship them romantically, to hold on to that. So I like that the show is trying to, they still give us some Stelena moments. They still give us Delana moments. They're trying to say, hey, guess what, fans? We know you're out there. We know you ship this couple. There's a lot of people you can ship on the show. So I think that's cool that it's like an ode to the fans.
Yeah.
Did you guys see, though, as who you guys are right now, any sexual chemistry between them in the videos? Was there anything there for you guys?
No, not for me. Nothing between Damon and Bonnie seemed in, like, a sexual way. I think that they're great friends now, and if something were to come out of this relationship, I think it's still a little too early.
Right.
I still think that they need more time together to get... I'm not saying they can't get to where a lot of people want them to get to, but right now I see it as strictly a friendship.
I see it as a friendship as well, but if looking at the scenes that there are right now, I can see it going that way, if it does. Like, I can see that out of these little moments.
It wouldn't be like, oh, where did that come from?
No, not at all.
They're definitely dropping the seeds. Which leads me to my next point. This could be way out of left field for you guys, but when we had to make the decision of who was going to go back there, only one person can go, because that's how strong Kai is, I was a little surprised that Damon didn't volunteer for it to be him and that it was Jeremy that went. I don't know why. I just felt like Damon was going to be like, I'm the one who left her there. Please send me back. But instead, Jeremy said it. Did that surprise anybody else?
No. I saw it as Jeremy needed to be the one to go back because there's still that open door with Jeremy and Bonnie.
Right.
They still have this thing. Jeremy was mad at her and, you know, for, you know, dying again.
Damn it, Bonnie.
And then, you know, now he has his hope, and Damon spent time with Bonnie. He was there with her. So it's like, let Jeremy be the one to go back and have this moment with her.
Yes, but he's potentially dying. He's potentially going on a suicide mission.
Which is another, which maybe may lead a little bit to the Delana side of, you know, Damon was like, if I'm gonna die, maybe I should stay here, right, because I'm just getting in the good graces of Elena.
Right. That's why I thought, I don't know, Katie, what were you thinking about that? Were you surprised that he was going back?
I wasn't. I thought it was right for him to go back because of their relationship that they left off and the whole tree burning that we saw them talking to each other and not hearing each other. But I, when you said that, kind of brought that to attention. Like, why didn't Damon
offer? Stand up? I'm not saying, yeah, he should have been the one to go, but I was surprised. It's Elena's brother, and he's going on a suicide mission. And Damon, you're not going to say, I was the one who kind of got her into this mess. I mean, he didn't, but I know he thinks he's responsible. So please let me go. And then let Jeremy say, no, I want to go. This is my girlfriend.
Mm. But, then, but it was Jeremy's idea, too.
It was Jeremy's idea, but I just figured Damon would say, let me go. But he never did.
Well, Hydro Knight agrees with you. In all caps, Hydro Knight has said it should have been Damon.
And for the fact that he was there himself, like, in 1994, so would that help him at
all?
And
he was the one who had the idea with Nova Scotia, which I'm still a little confused about.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what the actual plan is. We have, is it Katya's blood?
Katya.
Okay, we have Katya's blood. Oh my god, there's so many. We have so many people now on the show that have come and gone. Okay, Katya's blood is on Silas's grave, which means that there's magic on Silas's grave. So if we get Bonnie to Nova Scotia, then she can use that magic to come home. Is that somehow, some
way?
Does
she have to lick the blood? Like, how is she going to take this blood and get it inside herself? Like, she's going to be on that grave like, yeah.
I feel like
meme that. Okay. If you are on Twitter, please send us that picture.
Yeah.
Hashtag ABTVTVD immediately. Wait, one more time in slow motion just in case they want to try to catch it. All right. I don't know how we're going to top that, but we're sure as heck going to try. All right. Is the chat going crazy for you, girl?
Well,
nice tongue.
No, but Joseph Boza brought up a good question. This is a little off of where we're talking about. But my question for the ladies would be, could they see a gay love connection between Stefan and Enzo? And would the CW allow this to happen? Because they've been talking about why Enzo's still around and what his importance is. And maybe why he's so obsessed with the Salvatore family is that he's actually secretly in love with Stefan.
I have to say that I do not think you are a vampire for hundreds of years and pine over all of these women and then decide and realize that you're gay. I don't think Stefan would fall for Enzo.
But he's been around a lot more dudes when he was in captivity and stuff. He was stuck with Damon for years.
No, I'm not saying Enzo definitely isn't, but I just don't think Stefan.
For Stefan. But what about Enzo?
I don't think I can see that happening. I think that Enzo clearly has snapped and he's just on this revenge thing where he wants to be Stefan. Not necessarily like, oh, let me be with him, but be him.
Yeah, I feel like he's been in love with different people. He clearly crushed on Caroline. I just think he hates him. I don't think it's a love-hate kind of thing. If he was to love anybody, I would think it would be Damon. If it was a guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Interesting question, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people would be a little confused if the CW decided to make that choice, but I could get behind it at some point.
It's kind of fun to have it revealed that, you know, Enzo's on this destructive path because he's in love with Stefan and trying to get attention from him or something.
I feel like that'd be more something Damon would say to him, like, what, are you in love with Stefan or something? And Enzo'd be like, no, I'm not in love with him.
Secretly, oh, yes, I am.
Okay, so getting back to the fact that Damon decided not to say it, so Jeremy goes, and we have this whole Nova Scotia plan, which is a little confusing, especially because Bonnie's planning on driving there.
How is she going to get through to the other side without the Ascendant, though?
There's magic on this side, and so maybe somehow Bonnie can use that magic because she's missing the magic, and I don't know whether we have to put the Ascendant back together or she just needs the magic, and because they have magic on the other side, they can get to her or what it is. I still feel like this has something to do with Miss Cuddles, that Miss Cuddles is going to save the day at some point.
Yeah. Because of the two of them are found now, so they can use those two to somehow make it
work. Yeah, but they're both found on the same side is the problem.
But maybe putting them together and having two things in the same universe?
It would depend on what year Caroline buried Miss Cuddles. Because if she buried it pre-1994, then it would still be in that spot. And maybe if Bonnie has the same exact thing that they have and there was magic in the other one somehow. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. They seem to think Nova Scotia is the plan. How is it the plan? I'm missing it a little bit.
Well, because like last time, thank you, chat roll, because you guys are... So you guys remember everything, and we forget stuff. But Bonnie used the blood to drop the veil last time they were in Nova Scotia, so she can just, like, kind of touch it and absorb the magic. Mm. And they think that she'll be able to do something with that.
What is the something? That's what I'm missing. Whatever. We just know right now we got to get Bon Bon to Nova Scotia. That's the plan.
Yeah, but I think the bigger question is how is she going to get there if there's no one to pilot an airplane for her? There's no one to use a cruise ship to drive her there. Like, there's
she can do it.
She's got to cross oceans, and Damon's car is just not going to make it.
She can fly.
Also,
does the car fly?
No, she can learn how to be a pilot, right?
But if somebody taught her. I mean, she's going to have to get, like, some real whatever for dummies books. Yeah. How to pilot for dummies. Not that she's a dummy, just that those are supposedly the easiest books to read out of. Oh, I'm digging a hole here. Okay, so the most interesting part about this Bonnie thing was obviously the scene with her in the car in the garage and Jeremy being there. I was, like, screaming at Jeremy, do something, do something. How, what is the loophole here that he was actually finally able to open the garage? Was it just, like, the power of love that we're supposed to assume? Or his anger?
I thought it was because,
Because
Kai was kind of dying, and so maybe that was, like, his last ditch of, like, all of his,
like, energy went into that.
Was finally focused on that for, like, a split second and able to... touch it, because when he came back too, Damon had to give Kai his blood to revive him.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, he was laying on the kitchen floor bleeding out when Jeremy told him to send him back over.
I can't even believe that Kai, when Jeremy's like, send me back, and he's like, look at me, I'm half dead, and he said, send me back, and Kai says, okay.
Yeah, it was the Luke side was out right there, because I feel like Kai would have put up more of a fight if he was winning.
Yeah, but even think about Luke, any time that Liv tried to do something like this, he was like, Liv, stop. Save your strength. Save yourself. I don't know. I didn't think that Luke even had it in him. Liv, we know, had it in her.
Well, I think maybe Luke doesn't want whatever Liv's doing to even happen because...
he's worried about her.
He's worried about her. And if Kai dies, then the whole coven dies, including Liv.
So the way you guys are talking about this right now, you think Luke is, like, living inside of Kai and, like, keeps kind of, like, coming out in specs?
No. We're told that, like... their souls come into one, so I think there's just, like...
the traits of him in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I'm just saying the traits that were in Luke, to me, were not as good as the traits that were in Liv, because Liv was always trying to help, and Luke was always saying, like, let's do this for our coven. And obviously, Bonnie isn't part of them, so I wouldn't think that what's inherently inside Luke would care as much. But you're right, because we only knew that he was trying to stop Liv because he didn't want Liv to get hurt. Maybe that is inside of him.
And we also want to know what's the connection between the Gemini Coven and Bonnie's side of the family. Because Grams, they were obviously very close. So I want to know, like, how close were they?
Right. That they were able to share this space.
Yeah.
And also, still, Graham, why are you sending Bonnie to live with a psychopath?
Like, because, remember, we figured that Graham figured a way that Bonnie would figure out that she could get back if she went there first.
Yeah, but...
and maybe she just didn't...
yeah, but why there? Why not somewhere else?
Maybe she thought that she could get away from Kai. Maybe she would leave Mystic Falls and go anywhere else in the United States since there's no one else there.
All right, guys, I'm going to say it again. I don't care. People think I'm crazy. Bonnie and Kai, it's going to happen.
Oh, there's been a lot of Bon-Kai action on this thread
tonight. Oh, is that
tonight.
What it is? Bon-Kai?
Yeah.
Or being Kiney?
It's Bon-Kai.
Bon-Kai.
I think it could go that way now that he has some kind of empathy.
And it's helping to save her.
Yeah.
And I think he just has a soft spot for Bonnie, you know?
Maybe. We didn't...
Kai. I don't think that there was anything that in 1994 that made Kai actually hate Bonnie or even really Damon. Besides the fact that they just didn't want to help him get back home.
Of course.
But in the time he spent together in his psycho way, you know, it was always in a playful way of, like, him joking around with Bonnie and having fun. So I think that...
in a sociopath way,
In a sociopath
way. Crazy. I don't even know if you could call that feelings in of any some sort.
Yeah. That's true. Crazy.
Like, it wasn't like Joe where immediately when he saw her, he was trying to kill her.
I wish that we did see a little Joe and Alaric in tonight's episode.
We haven't seen Alaric in
Yeah, because he went to go find her something, whatnot.
Yeah, he almost missed her. He almost missed her dying last week, and then he wasn't
around this week. Because he was trying to save her somewhere. All right, so we have this car scene. It was really emotional, and the fact that she finally says, "Jeremy, don't give up," and she's like, "That's what Graham told me, like, don't give up." So she starts going through all this, and that moment where, like, the garage opens, the light hits her face. Oh my God, that was so unbelievably moving, and just Kat Graham. I can't even believe the job she did there. I thought it was perfection. Did you guys think that moment lived up to? I thought it was the biggest one of her not dying moments yet.
Yeah.
We've had about 20 of them.
It was emotional, with all the things that she was saying leading up to that point, too. And then Jeremy standing there in that light.
Right. Absolutely. It was crazy.
I was trying to figure out if she could see him or...
Yeah.
If he appeared kind of like an angel in the mist with like the sun coming back up.
She thought she dreamt him, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that in Ghosts, too, at the very end?
Yeah, it is.
See him in the light.
Ooh, all the ghost references.
Oh, boy. All right, let's talk a little bit about Liver, because they were very much so affected by this Bonnie situation. So Tyler is trying to be a very good guy, and he's trying to be that rock, and he's in love with Liv, and he thinks that he can save the day, and Liv just not having it. Do we feel like Liv just isn't that into him? Or do we just think she's so focused on other things, she's like, ugh, Ty.
Yeah.
Like, what
she's
do you guys
think? She's very focused on herself with this whole situation, and she's really depressed about her brother dying.
Okay, so this is what...
Fair.
This is what you called me out for when I was writing my notes earlier, because people in the chat role were like, you have to talk about the irony that is Tyler did exactly what... Basically what Liv does to Tyler, Tyler did to Caroline.
Totally.
And then now he's pissed matured. Off. But he's pissed off because she did that to him, and not seeing that, hey, you did the same. You chose revenge over your girlfriend, too.
Because I always said this. I didn't think Tyler actually loved Caroline. And that's why I thought he was able to go help the hybrids or whatever, that whole thing.
So you think she doesn't love him?
I don't know. I really feel like at this moment she chose revenge. And I never thought Tyler was in love with Caroline. I didn't think so. And I'm thinking maybe Liv's just not that into him.
I think that Liver is dead.
I don't think it's dead. I think it will come back and she'll realize what she had and she'll feel really guilty and makeup sex or something.
It's great that she can realize that, but he seems pretty... turned off.
And Tyler's a hothead.
Switch over really quick, and he is a hothead. And
she did kill someone for him.
I was shocked
That's true.
Oh, yeah. I was shocked that he said that to her. Those words came out of his mouth. I wasn't expecting that.
He said, we're done. Now that I know you're okay, we're done.
I don't want to see you ever again.
Girl went crazy and went and straight up tried to kill Kai. I don't understand how she's willing to kill her entire coven after her brother just died to save the coven. Girl, get it together. Like, yeah. I understand you don't like him, but he's not actively hunting you out right now. And if you actually wait a second to see that your brother's soul is inside him, maybe you could appreciate what your brother did and not ruin it by murdering this guy.
Right.
Or you and your entire coven.
Mission.
Yeah, for the entire coven. Yeah. Everybody in the coven dies. What are you? You don't care about Joe? You don't care about yourself? You don't care about any? You don't care about your dad? Anybody?
She was like, kill me because you took my best friend from
me. At least I'm going to take him with me.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, like, okay, so you have nothing to live for when you said that in front of your boyfriend?
Yeah.
He's standing right there and he's telling you not to go do something. And you're like, well, you already took away my best friend, so I don't have any, like...
She doesn't care that
much. She doesn't care.
She just doesn't.
She's kind of annoying again. Like, remember last season she was annoying, and then this season she was kind of like, okay, like, we got Liver going, okay, she's all right, and now she's back to being, I don't like you.
I liked her storyline with her brother, and the two of them wanting to save each other, and then realizing she was the weaker one. I loved that, and that's when I didn't think she was annoying. But now that he's gone, I'm like, oh my God, he was your better half. I always thought she was the better half, but he clearly was. Mm. I hope that she has a big, like, realization and figures out, oh my God, I almost just killed my entire coven and I almost lost my boyfriend. What do I do to fight to get this back? But I don't know if it's going to happen.
I don't know either. I also I don't know if I really feel this way, but we don't have any werewolves right now on this show.
So you want Tyler to turn?
I just feel like Tyler's kind of boring if he's not a wolf.
I think he'll be a wolf at some point. He's going to.
And I mean, Katie needs someone to connect with because she's the resident wolf, and there's no wolves here.
I know.
And when you think vampires, you think wolves. But, I mean, I like that the witches have kind of taken over for a little bit.
That's why I really feel like this show needs a trip to New Orleans right now. I feel like we got to go visit our buddies. Especially because I really think that somehow Klaus will be able to help Elena get her memories back. Which brings me to the next point. All right. I'm the biggest Elena that there is. I love watching. There's something about their chemistry. I can't get enough of it. I think it's incredible. But I feel like everybody's accepting the fact that she'll never have these memories back. And I'm not cool with it. I'm just not down. Like, are you guys okay with the fact? I just can't believe that everybody's like, eh, whatever.
I agree with what I said last week that I would love for her to get the memories back and have this rushing of feelings, but I don't want them to go straight back into how they were. Because I think it's nice that they're starting over, they're starting fresh, and I think they're starting in a more honest way.
Mm. I used to be upset over the fact, like, for them as a couple, if they were to get together, I was upset that she wouldn't have her memories. But the way that they're doing it, I'm okay for them if she doesn't have them back, because, like you said,
ever?
I mean, they're creating this relationship, and they obviously are. They have something that they're seeing between the two of them, and
I guess in the scheme of things, timeline wise, what is a couple years if they're going to be together for thousands of years?
Yeah.
But I'm not okay with it. But my favorite moment between them, though, it was because of this. It was about the whether or not they would have been together if she was still a human. That was a crazy question. Why are we giving the hand to me? Because the Steriline thing? I mean, the Stelena thing?
Yeah. I was moved by that whole little scene right there because I'm like, yes, because Stefan and Elena, like, if she was a human, the Stelena would be happening. I had chills for that. Just those little words between them.
If she was a human, she would have died and never could have been with Stefan.
She was on her... But listen, he said, you made your choice and you were on your way back to Stefan. And I was like, yes.
But she's a vampire. That's the whole point. Like, they're talking about not living in the past. And the whole point is she is a vampire. If she was a human, Stefan would have left in 3 years. She would have known he started to get more vampy.
So what is the reason that... What changed about Elena from being human to becoming a vampire that led her to Damon instead of to...
More carefree. She can't die. You know, she can be a risk taker. She can be the full potential version of herself and feel have all these heightened feelings. I feel like the vampire version of yourself is just kind of like the enriched version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say the word better because for some people, I think it pushes them over the edge. But for her, I feel like she's a better version. Do you guys not feel that way about Elena? Vamp Elena versus human Elena?
Vamp Elena has been annoying me a lot lately, so I can't take that away. Just her constant struggle in life every day. She just has been for like
good answer
for like the past season or two. She's just been.
You're not alone, people.
Yeah, she's just been kind of blah. And I feel like when she was human, maybe because there's that element of, you know, we have to protect her and keep her safe. So that kind of made her more exciting in a way. And now she's a vampire, so she's safe. And even when she gets taken away, I'm not that concerned because she's safe.
Because that was my least favorite part about her, when everybody needed to, like, jump in and save Elena. I was like, girl, have some legs.
But it made her interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it made her weak. I think it made her, like, oh, I'm a damsel in distress.
But she still can't make up her mind, like, as a vampire, and she's still always struggling with, you know, walking.
But she said, I always come back to you, Damon. And that kind of was true even when she was a human. Yes, she decided, like, all right, I should be with Stefan. But I felt like no matter what happened, no matter what she decided in her head, she always ended up back with Damon. And that was the point. No?
I just feel like she's always been someone who's been dependent on boys. She's always been in a relationship.
True.
She's never just like single.
You want
Elena,
single Elena?
And I love Delana. You know I'm with you on the whole Delana thing, but I think maybe if she were single and away from this, maybe she wouldn't be as annoying because I see her as just a needy, whiny person. Cheer. Oh my gosh. That's my Elena.
That's actually your Elena impression.
Yes.
See, I just don't see her that. I saw her that way as a human. Now that she's a vamp,
but she still is a damsel in distress as a vampire.
Yes. Kind of. But we see she was able. I mean, even when she was in the gym situation, she wouldn't have lasted a single second before, and now she lasts a little longer before she calls Damon. And at least she's not calling Stefan too. I see what you guys are saying, though. She's still a little damsel-y.
Yeah. There's a lot of Elena bashing happening on the line on our live feed now.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Elena bashing for the last couple seasons. I do feel that way. Yeah. What's we got?
Well, one Mr. Goku Jr. 2012 said human Elena seemed a little more proactive than vampire Elena. Enter user name, please. Said human Elena never knew what she wanted. And Tate McAllister said Elena remembers to be self-centered. Can't believe she'd forget about someone else.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like Elena's the best version of her vampy self when she's with the Damon, which is why I love these scenes. I love that she finally comes to him and was like, I'm done feeling like this. I thought her big speech was going to be like, I need to be alone. And I was going to be like, oh, my God, just stab me in the heart again right now. But it wasn't. We got that moment. But I have to say, this wasn't my biggest couple concern of the night. My most invested couple was a Steriline thing, which was really weird. Because you guys know,
but
I love Claroline. I do drink. But, guys, Steriline tonight had me on fire. What did you guys think about this? We're going to dig for Miss Cuddles.
I thought it was crazy how he was poking fun at her so hard. And he was just trying to get her to release that anger out, I see, you know, and she did push him. But
as he's, like, boozing on the tree.
Yeah. It was funny, but I think that at that moment when they were both on the ground, my heart started beating really fast, and I was in it with them. I was like, okay, go for it, because I just want the happiness.
When he tripped her and they go down?
Yeah, on the ground. I wanted them to just go for it.
I just want Stefan to be happy. Yeah. We haven't seen a genuinely happy Stefan in a really long time, because he's been so worried about Elena and her feelings and Damon and his feelings, and he never has time for himself.
And that's why I wanted it to happen, not only on the ground, but like when they were standing there.
It was
as
when
well.
They were standing,
oh my
Katie.
God.
That was
oh
even more for me. Yeah, and I mean, I
and
just
you,
want.
And you wiped her tears.
All right, but I have to say, I wanted it so bad too, but Tiana made a really good point while we were watching. I was like, oh my God, kiss her. And Tiana's like, I get what you're saying, but
it's kind of inappropriate to kiss her, because the whole point of him being with her the whole day and poking fun at her was to get her to actually face what's really in front of her, and the fact that she's losing her mom.
Right.
Her best friend isn't here, and she needed to finally break down because she was trying to distract herself from everything.
It would have been a little selfish to have kissed her at the moment. She's like having this big realization, and if you just grabbed her face and started making out, I would have loved it for the second, but when I analyzed it later on after Buzz TV, I would have been like, wow, that was not the greatest move.
Right there in the moment, though, I feel like it would have been perfect.
I know. I agree. We'll
like, if
it.
They hadn't have been talking about, if she hadn't have broken down in the tears and being like, it's here now, then it would have been the first perfect time to kiss.
I think we're getting it next week, I gotta say. I'll save my actual prediction for it, but I think we're getting it next week. We have one more topic to talk about for tonight.
Claroline.
Sorry. Drink.
Drink.
I love Claroline. We have one more topic to talk about tonight, and it's kind of a confusing one as well. We've got this Enzo situation, which he has got, I think he's gone a little cray. So he goes to see Sarah at college, and he's got Matt with him, and he's holding Matt, this thing over Matt's head, because he knows where Matt's mom is. And
do you think we'll see Matt's mom again?
I don't know, especially if we're not going to see Sheriff Forbes. We need somebody's mom somewhere.
Yeah, you know, if he does, in fact, Matt stands up to him and says, like, I'm not going to help you anymore, this has gone too far, then I think, we'll see his mom.
I wouldn't put it past Enzo to go snap Matt's mom's neck.
I'm sorry, guys. I know Matt's a little pissed off at vampires right now, but Enzo says, oh yeah, I went down and visited your mom. I know what she looks like. I'll snap her neck. You have like 15 vampire friends.
Right.
Who you could go to and be like, hey, Enzo's holding this over my head
period.
Right now.
Can he
and
get
making-
to them though?
Yes,
they're in Mystic Falls.
But I think he's holding him captive.
Phone call. It's a phone call.
No.
Anything. I'm so with you, Tiana. I was like, think about another option, Matt.
Yeah. Or you go along with this plan for now, and then when you get back to the Mystic Falls, you go tell Stefan what Enzo's plan is.
Right.
And, hey, dude, but he's going to kill my mom, though, so we need to figure out a plan to protect her.
Yeah. But they're not going back to Mystic Falls right now, because Enzo wants to find a way to get her to beg him to turn her into a vampire.
Make a phone call. Do something. When you're on the date with her, tell her. Say, I need you to go make this call for me.
Maybe he's scared of Enzo. Enzo's going to hurt him or his mom if he does anything like that.
Yeah, sure. But, like, Matt's always being like, oh, you got to stand up for people. Oh, these vampires suck. Do something, Matt. What, are you crazy? I just think this is absolutely ridiculous. That's why it's confusing to me that he wouldn't be making a move. Meanwhile, Sarah seems awesome.
She does.
Totally digging Sarah.
It's totally normal, too.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want Enzo's plan to work, because Enzo's pissed off at Stefan or Damon or obsessed with them or gay love for them, whatever
something.
It is. That is where his problem is. You're bringing an innocent human into this now who knows nothing about her family, no ties to them at all. Ruin her life.
Wouldn't it be interesting if she did, though? Somehow know something.
Yeah, it would be interesting, or somehow the fake Sarah found the real Sarah and told her something, whatever it is. I just think that it's gonna be really bad for Damon's relationship with Stefan, because Stefan did make Damon think that he murdered this girl for so many years. I don't want to see these two brothers fight anymore. I feel like we're finally in a good place. They're the only stable relationship on the show. Like, come on, guys. Like, give it to us. But we know that it won't stay stable for long, and Enzo is turning into a bigger psychopath than Kai, which is interesting.
Which is interesting.
All right, let's get to some predictions. Okay. So, I guess we'll just...
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. So, starting with you guys, what are we thinking? We got the end of an era and the beginning of an era. Obviously, you guys know, spoiler alert, we're losing Jeremy next week. Maybe not permanently, but for a while, we are losing him. How do we think, we know he's going to art school, what do we think about that decision? How are we going to deal with maybe Bonnie coming back then?
I said this earlier when we watched the episode. After tonight's episode, I didn't see how Jeremy could leave Mystic Falls with the idea that Bonnie might be coming back.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like there's still something there between them. I know Bonnie said, you know, Jeremy, I hope you're living your life and moving on, but then you saved her life, Jeremy, and you know that she's going to Nova Scotia to try and come back, so why he would choose now to leave?
Because Elena told him to.
Well, like, in the storyline, I don't see how that makes sense, so I'm interested to see next week what he says during his goodbyes to everyone.
Yeah, and I also thought, too, about that whole thing where Bonnie did tell him to go live your life. I was just like, she has been to the place where she thought she didn't want to live any longer, so she could end up back there. And they didn't know that the Nova Scotia thing, the Atlas was on the floor open like that. They didn't know that was going to work. I was like, why would Jeremy just be like, okay, you know what, you're better. I feel like she could end up back there, but now that she has the Nova Scotia thing, obviously that's not a problem. But I just thought that was funny that he was just so...
I agree. I don't feel like somebody who was literally just about to kill themselves is okay. You know, he's like, yeah, she's fine. I think that what this means for the show, my prediction would be, we're in episode 13. There's probably been about 22 episodes usually of this show. I think that we will see him next week's episode for 14. Then I don't think we're going to see him again until the finale. I think he'll make an appearance, which means I don't think we're going to get Bonnie back for a really long time. Maybe then in season 7, Bonnie and Jeremy do long distance. He's doing the artwork, whatever. I've never been the biggest fan of this couple. I'm completely fine if they break up. I'm okay for Jeremy to go do his art and go do his own thing. I'm okay.
I'm okay with that, too. I just want him to actually close the door fully with Bonnie, because every time that something happens between them, like, they didn't say goodbye. Bonnie wasn't supposed to die. She, you know, just never kind of came back.
That's why,
so
I think he
still
comes back.
Open.
Yeah.
And they both need to be like, hey, you know what? We've been holding on to this for so long because we haven't been together long enough. We always have these long separation gaps. So maybe it's time to just officially break up.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking, maybe we hold off for her coming back until the finale, and then he comes back and he's like, listen, I'm so happy you're back, but I'm doing my thing now, and I'm away at school. or something like that. But, oh my God, are we really going to drag it out that long? I don't know. Yeah. And then we've got the whole thing going on with Caroline and Forbes next week.
I was so surprised that she wasn't in this episode.
That Forbes?
Yeah.
But yeah. Look at that. Enzo and Matt weren't in last week, and she was.
Yeah, that's true. And Bonnie wasn't either.
There's only so much space on the screen for people, guys.
Yes or no, are we getting a Steriline makeout next week for the first time? Or a peck or any sort of...
I'm not sure it's going to be next week because it looks like she's kind of still dealing with her mom stuff. Like, her mom might die next week. We don't know.
Right.
So, maybe not next week, but it's coming.
Okay.
It is coming.
So, when I said yes or no, that was really, really...
Maybe.
That was really me telling you that your question was worded wrong.
All right, fine. Fair enough. Guys, throughout the week, if everybody wants to talk to you and get your answer to more questions, where can they find you, Tiana?
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at TheTianaHopson. And thank you guys so much for sending all your chat comments to us tonight. I've been reading them as much as I can. You guys are crazy awesome, good time, fun.
Thank you, chat mistress. And while you guys are there, make sure that you like the video and keep the comments going after. We close out.
Oh, and they just told us in the chat room Bonnie is back by episode 15.
Well, there we go.
Episode 15. Good. We try not to read spoilers too much, so that's why we don't know, but thank you for letting us know. All right, Katie, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell, and Instagram at KatieCampbell13.
And you guys can find me at Roxy Stryer. You can find us at AfterBuzzTV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on Twitter at AfterBuzzTV with the hashtag ABTVTVD, and of course on iTunes and SoundCloud. Basically, if you are looking for us, we are there. It really helps us when you rate, comment, subscribe. We love you guys. We will talk to you next week. Mwah!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.